Kaiser nurses and therapists rallied at San Francisco City Hall today, protesting Kaiser's growing use of artificial intelligence in mental health care. The company has new contract proposals on the table that would replace licensed clinicians with AI and outside contractors. Supervisor Cheyenne Chen opened the meeting.
I specifically want to call out that I have heard allegations that Kaiser is using AI or machine learning to replace clinical judgment. I find this absolutely unacceptable. The idea that we would allow AI to provide clinical treatment or triage for patients is shocking.
The hearing follows a complaint filed July 20th by the National Union of Healthcare Workers with the California Department of Managed Health Care and the U.S. Department of Labor. NUHW alleges that Kaiser's online e-visit tool is making important triage decisions, like whether a patient needs an urgent appointment without a licensed clinician's review. Benjamin Eichert is the policy director of the National Union of Healthcare Workers.
In its Southern California contract with NUHW members signed last year, Kaiser agreed that the use of new technologies, including AI, quote, is not to replace, but to assist bargaining unit employees in providing safe, therapeutic, and effective patient care and support. But now, Kaiser is refusing to agree to that language in Northern California, just as it has begun replacing therapists with technology to triage patients seeking care. To mask its intentions, Kaiser's promoting an AI committee, but the committee would have no power at all. Kaiser could veto the union's appointments to it and ignore the committee's recommendations.
Dr. Jasmine Smith of the National Association of Social Workers raised concerns about bias in the technology itself.
A 2022 study and found that a machine learning system algorithm caused Black patients to experience 33% longer wait times because it relied on factors that were closely tied to race. And more recently, in 2024, a systemic review found that racial disparities in healthcare AI are driven by biased data sets, historical inequities, algorithm design, and the way these systems are implemented.
Kaiser therapist Tiana Loy says AI screening has also taken something away patients used to be able to ask for, a say in who treats them.
Now that Kaiser uses telephone operators and AI algorithms to screen patients, there is no method for them to request preferences in a therapist that may influence treatment, such as cultural background or gender identity. I've had LGBTQ plus patients tell me they've waited forever to find a clinician with my background and that they were going to forego treatment if they did not come to someone like me. When patients are essentially told, here is your option, take it or leave it, that is not ethical, and that is not good clinical care, not at all.
The union says Kaiser has paid out more than $230 million in state and federal penalties over the past 3 years for failing to provide timely mental health care, despite reporting more than $9 billion in profit in 2025. The San Francisco Board of Supervisors invited Kaiser to send a representative to explain its practices, but Kaiser declined. Mediation between Kaiser and the union is set to begin in August. Reporting for KPFA Radio, I'm Annetta Felix.